everyone's sort of catching up and going past, I guess, and we need to keep improving to make sure we stay on top. And you know, we did that, I think, but we just probably weren't good enough to today to beat the West Indies.
That was Australian cricket captain Meg Lanning after our women's national team lost the World 2020 final to the West Indies. The Caribbean men's team also triumphed, beating England to make it a double for the Windies. Nerilee Meadows is a journalist with Fox Sports and knows, well, lots about sport as a result. How big an upset was the result in the women's final, given that prior to the match, I think, the West Indies had never beaten Australia in a major international match before?
Yeah, that is correct. And Australia are the three-time back-to-back-to-back champions as well. But I think Meg Lanning really summed it up best there. The rest of the world is catching up because Australia set the benchmark in women's cricket and now the rest of the world have gone, hang on, there's something to play for here. More women are playing around the world. They're getting involved. And as much as the Big Bash, the women's BBL, was a massive success over here, it also lifted the game of the international sport because so many international players came over and played in the WBBL. A lot of them are the West Indies, and that certainly helped their cause in taking their game to the next level. So I think it's a good thing. It's a great thing for women's cricket.
I was about to say, it's a funny story. I mean, we didn't win, Australia didn't win, so we're all going to cry about that briefly. But if it means that the standard and the interest and the level is rising, that's a fantastic story for women's cricket.
Absolutely. And these are just a couple of things that happened today that really, really back that up. It rated 156,000 on Fox Sports last night, the women's final, which is up 90% from the 2014 final. Sorry,
90%.
So it is skyrocketing, you know, women's sport and women's cricket in particular. And today, I'm not sure if you noticed, but here in Melbourne, the two back page of the sport, obviously, the sports news, had the Southern Stars on the back page. Obviously, as you say, not the result we wanted here in Australia, but the fact that it's the back page on both The Age as well as the Herald Sun is just phenomenal and really great to see. That's where we're heading.
Yeah, it's a really significant social change to see that kind of reporting shift like that. How did our men's team go in the tournament?
Terribly. We were knocked out in the opening stage, and essentially I have some pretty strong thoughts on this. I think our preparation for this was pretty diabolical. We basically didn't have enough games, and the games that we did have, we chopped and changed and didn't know what we were doing. And as a result, the Aussie selectors, I think, got it wrong, particularly for the conditions. They didn't pick enough spinners, didn't pick our best spinner in Nathan Lyon, even though he's not used to playing in that shorter format as much. But basically, they made some pretty huge calls, and we, as such, went into our opening game with an 11 that we've never actually played before and lost that match, surprise, surprise. And then Davey Warner was also demoted down the order from opener. Aaron Finch wasn't picked. I can go on and on and on. But basically, we need to put more preparation if we're going to take this tournament seriously. Because for the women, it pretty much is the pinnacle.
Yeah.
For the men, it's not so much. So if we want to take this tournament seriously, we need to put in better preparation for it. If we don't, then we probably need to publicly declare that we're not taking it that seriously.
Yeah, that we've got better things to do. After the men's team won, West Indies captain Marlon Samuels launched a very catty broadside Shane Warne. Let's have a listen.
I played a test series in Australia, and every team Shane Warne has a problem with me. Don't know what, I've never disrespect him, you know. Seems as if he have a lot inside him that he needs to come out. So I don't appreciate the way that he continue to talk about me and the things that he keep doing. I don't know, maybe because my face is real and his face is not.
Can you shed any light on this feud for us?
Look, it started a few years back during the Big Bash. Essentially, there were words spoken and a bit of a run-in, which also involved David Hussey. And in the end, Marlon Samuels ended up throwing his bat at Shane Warne. Shane Warne had thrown the ball in his direction, but not at him. So that's where it started. Basically, Marlon Samuels has horrific body language, and every bit of criticism that has come his way has been entirely warranted, in my opinion. He copped it from everywhere, not just Shane Warne. while he was here in the Test Series. And during this tournament, in the build-up to the final, he had a dismissal, which Shane Warne labelled embarrassing, and that was the most recent one. Now, whether you like Shane Warne or not,
well,
Marlon Samuels...
Let's park that.
Marlon Samuels deserves the criticism that he's received, and he deserves the plaudits that he received for the innings that he played yesterday, because he was incredible. Finally, he stood up. But it was just a bit petty, and I think selfish, because it took the attention off the West Indies having a historic moment and winning both the women's and the men's and going back to back.
I know, incredible double win, yeah.
Which is just really just selfish on his behalf, I think, to take it away from his teammates, somebody like a Carlos Brathwaite, who stood up in the Test Series here and is a youngster coming through and is showing everything that you should be as a Test cricketer, a West Indian cricketer, and he's the one that's just pummeled Ben Stokes 3 sixes in a row to win the game, and he's not getting the attention because Marlon Samuels has put it on to Shane Warne. And incidentally, Marlon Samuels has also been fined 30% of his match fee for swearing, abusing Ben Stokes, who was the bowler who bowled the full tosses that ended up in the grandstand. So Marlon Samuels' anger was not just towards
drama.
Shane Warne.
Now, we've only got 2 minutes left, not enough time for this, but we're going to go there just briefly. There's been a fallout over the weekend after members of a far-right political group unfurled an anti-Muslim, anti-mosque banner at an AFL game over the weekend. What happened, and do you think the response from the AFL has been satisfactory?
Essentially, they brought a banner in, a very large banner, and they positioned it below the giant scoreboard during Richmond-Collingwood on Friday night, which was a massive game, and they knew that that would be seen. The moment that security saw them, they ejected them, they got rid of the banner and the patrons. It also had a Go Pies on it, so Collingwood have been dragged into this as such, which has left President Eddie Maguire absolutely fuming. The AFL was pretty swift. Unfortunately, security, the details that we know is that they didn't get the details of the people responsible. So there's not much more the AFL can do. But what they understand is that it's not a Collingwood member as such. So even if they are a fan, they're not a member. There's not much more that they can do. But their action definitely was swift. And all parties held press conferences on Saturday to explain their position, which is always a great sign.
Yeah, I mean, they were swift in condemning the behaviour because, of course, you know, you can't have Muslim Australians excluded or feeling like they're excluded from this sport.
And Richmond has a star player, Bashir Hooley, who is a Muslim and has just done an amazing job at being a multicultural ambassador for the AFL. And he's a wonderful man. And there were also reports that he was perhaps vilified during that match, which has happened before. Now, that's left Richmond absolutely fuming because they're sitting there going, this is repeated behaviour now. I just implore people to leave Bashir alone. I mean, leave anyone alone when it comes to their rights and beliefs. But Bashir Hooley is one of the great humans.
Leave the man alone. I'm with you. I'm backing that 100%. And really, leave that kind of behaviour.
Absolutely.
Just seriously, get over it. Nerilee Meadows is a journalist with Fox Sports and joined us to explain all things sporty. And I feel like I get it now. Thank you. Coming up after the news, you'll find out what you need to know about that story that everyone's talking about.